Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. Now, let's remind ourselves, Macbeth gained power by an act of assassination, a political murder. Not put on by hatred, not put on by revenge, not because he hated Duncan. He just simply committed assassination in order to gain the crown. Now, with that crown very firmly on his head, and everybody very happy that it's there, he begins to corrupt other people. He decides he's not going to kill Banquo. He's going to keep one step removed from that, and he's going to get others. He uses assassins. And not just any common or garden murderers at that. He uses men who have a grudge against Banquo. He's using men who he can then blame. Well, they did it because they hated Banquo. There are always grudgers and moaners everywhere that you can use. He uses men who he convinces are the victims of Banquo.
Have you considered of my speeches? Know that it was he in the times past which held you so under fortune, which you thought had been our innocent self. This I made good to you in our last conference, passed in probation with you. How you were born in hand, how crossed the instruments who wrought them, and all things else that might to half a soul and to a notion crazed say, thus did Banquo.
You made it known to us.
I did so, and went further, which is now our pint of second meeting.
Macbeth is saying, everything you thought that I might have done to make your lives rotten was actually done by Banquo. And anyone but a madman would understand that. Nobody likes being told that if you don't believe me, you're mad. So they believe him.
Do you find your patience so predominant in your nature that you can let this go? Are you so gospelled to pray for this good man and for his issue, whose heavy hand had bowed you to the grave and beggared yours forever?
We are men, my liege.
Aye, in the catalogue ye go for men. As hounds and greyhounds, mongrels, spaniels, curs, and demi-wolves are clept by the name of dogs. Now if you've a station in the file, not in the worst rank of manhood, say it, and I will put that business in your bosoms, whose execution takes your enemy off.
Very interesting point here. Macbeth is saying to them, are you men? Are you not just dogs? Are you real men? And it's exactly the same argument that Lady Macbeth used to him when he was afraid to commit the murder. Are you a real man? When you durst do it, then you were a man. And exactly the same argument is used now by Macbeth to convince these two poor, miserable guys that they're real men, and because they're real men, they'll go out and murder Banquo.
I am one, my liege, whom the vile blows and the buffets of the world have so incensed I am reckless what I do to spite the world.
And I another, so weary with disasters, tugged with fortune, that I would set my lie on any chance to mend it or be rid on't.
Both of you know Banquo was your enemy, so is he mine.
There's an interesting step. He's taking these low, common people, he's convinced them that Banquo is their enemy, and now he's saying, and I'm just like you guys, he's your enemy, and he's mine. And he's convincing them that he is one of them, that they're all three mates together.
Within this hour at most, I will advise you where to plant yourselves, acquaint you with the perfect spy o' the time, the moment on it, for it must be done tonight, and something from the palace, and with him, to leave no rubs nor botches in the work, fleeing the sun. He must embrace the fate of that dark hour. Resolve yourselves apart. I'll come to you anon.
We are resolved, my lord.
Abide within.
And he's saying, we're going to do it quietly. We're going to do it away from the palace. We're going to do it tonight. Oh, and by the way, we're also going to kill his son. And he slips it in at the end, oh so gently, and they say yes.
It is concluded, Banquo. Thy soul's flight, if it find heaven, must find it out tonight.
And thank you to Patrick Moyner, who read Macbeth, and to Micheál McConnell, and to Paul McMahon, who were the murderers.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.